Hey, SC family, thank you for joining me today for this devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about not pretending. Matthew 5:3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." This means nobody gets into heaven pridefully. It's all by grace. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? Well, he's not talking about physical poverty. He's talking about spiritual poverty. Recognizing my sinfulness, recognizing my helplessness, recognizing my hopelessness. Another translation of this verse says, "Blessed are those who recognize that they are spiritually helpless." That's what he's talking about, spiritually helpless. How do I do that? Number one, I admit I need help. I've got to face the truth about me. I've got to stop living in denial. Jesus said the truth will set you free. So I have to face the truth about me. The problem is that the truth is painful. It feels a whole lot safer to not handle the truth about me. The truth sets me free, but it first makes me miserable when I realize what needs changing in my life. So I have to humbly admit I need help. That's being honest. The good news is our habits and our hurts and our hang-ups, they can be healed. The bad news is it takes humility. We've got to humble ourselves, swallow our pride. James 4:16 says, "God opposes the proud and he gives grace to the humble." What is grace? Grace is the power we need to change. It isn't going to happen by willpower. Willpower doesn't work because we get tired. What we need is the grace of God. How do we get grace? God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So if I want God's power to change, I've got to be humble. Well, what does that mean? Specifically, there are some facts that we need to admit about ourselves. These are things that we need to admit about ourselves if God's going to bless me. I need to admit that I'm broken. Not broke, broken. Why? We live in a broken world and in a fallen world. Nothing works perfectly. Weather doesn't work perfectly. The economy doesn't work perfectly. Our relationships don't work perfectly. Our marriages don't work perfectly. Everything is broken. Have you noticed that your body doesn't work perfectly? Even our DNA is broken. God never intended for there to be deformities in the world, physical deformities, emotional deformities, mental deformities, but we live in a broken world. Everything is broken. We're all in the same boat. Nobody is perfect. I'm broken, and it takes humility to admit that. I also need to admit it's my pride and fear that keep me stuck. Proverbs 28:13 says, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper. But if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy." In Genesis chapter 3 in the Garden of Eden, right after Adam sins, he says, "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." What's the first fear? The fear of exposure, that somebody's going to find out what I'm really like on the inside. And people have been hiding in fear ever since. But we can never find true healing when we're hiding our real selves, when we won't even admit who we really are. We rob ourselves from the full power of God's grace. The truth is, we're all in the same boat. We're all broken. The first thing we have to do if we're going to be poor in spirit is humbly admit that we don't have it all together. None of us do. Let's stop pretending that we have it all together. The world needs to see more Christians who are willing to admit that they don't have it all together. Because when the world sees that we're all in the same boat and that it's actually God's grace that makes a difference, they can have hope. Why? because they'll see that they don't have to get it all together before coming to Him. And that's the good news. Listen, I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day today. I'll see you next time. God bless.